Let's turn to London now. Investigators say it could have been the most devastating attack since September 11th. Now a court in London has found three British Muslim men guilty of conspiracy to murder by plotting 3 years ago to blow up planes over the North Atlantic bound for America. The men planned to use liquid explosives disguised as soft drink bottles, and that the men could have smuggled them on board at least seven airliners. The BBC's defense and security correspondent Rob Watson has been following the case and joins us now. Rob, how are you?
Good morning, Todd. I'm good, thanks. Busy day.
Yeah, indeed. Rob, this case is the reason why we're not allowed to bring soda cans, liquid water bottles onto planes anymore, correct?
That's absolutely right. This plot changed air travel for, well, potentially forever.
Forever. 3 ounces, I guess, is the limit now because of the hydrogen peroxide, I believe it was. What was the chemical they were...
I always get confused about what
Me
it
too.
Is that you're supposed to take on planes, so I always end up getting into trouble at airports. But in terms of the intended explosive they were going to use, as you say, it was going to be injected into a bottle, and it would have been a mixture of hydrogen peroxide and a soft drink powder from Pakistan called Tang.
Tang. So these three gentlemen convicted, but this is not the first time they had been on trial. I mean, these guys have been in the news for a long time.
That's right. There was a first trial last year, and what happened there was that a jury convicted them of attempted murder using liquid explosives. But where the jury was hung was on this issue of had it been a specific plot to target transatlantic airliners. And the government felt that this was such a huge plot, that it was so important, that they decided to have a retrial on that charge. And this time, of course, the jury did convict them. And I can't tell you the level of relief that there is with the British authorities, both in terms of the government and the counter-terrorism forces, because they really feel as though this conviction makes the point that they're not exaggerating the threat, that there is a real threat, and they're not just randomly arresting the occasional Muslim fantasist.
And there was a lot of tension, however, between American intelligence services and the British authorities surrounding this very case.
Very much so, and more about that has emerged since the verdicts came through. And essentially, I guess if one was to simplify it, the version that the Brits are giving is that the United States was very, very edgy indeed the further the plot went on, and was keen that the authorities should move, for fear, of course, that there would somehow that they would escape the radar, an attack would be carried out, and then you would have had all the kind of Monday morning quarterbacking of, well, why on earth didn't you do something? These people are under surveillance. So
right.
the Brits feel as though the American side was a little bit jumpy, because ideally what they would have liked is for the plot to have gone on a little bit longer, so as perhaps they could have convicted even more people and gathered even more intelligence about other people connected with Islamic extremist violence.
Rob, just a couple seconds here. I just want to ask you quickly. You mentioned two trials. We have the concept of double jeopardy here in the United States. Why retrying them for the same thing again? Why was this not double jeopardy quickly?
It's not double jeopardy because they weren't acquitted. It was just a hung jury. It couldn't decide whether they were guilty or not guilty.
All right. Rob Watson, defense correspondent for the BBC, joining us to talk about the conviction of three accused terrorists in London, the liquid bombing plot, seven airliners. Rob, thank you.